Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. Thanks for swinging in to join us.
I see that you've used that word swinging one more time, Garrett. We talked about it a lot yesterday because the title of our article is Tom Holland, Swinging into Action.
Right, we're going to learn more about his career and some of the impressive things that he has gotten to do in our article today. Let's jump right into it.
Tom Holland, Swinging into Action. A few months later, Holland won a starring role in the film The Impossible, based on real-life events surrounding the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami. The young actor was widely praised, receiving several awards for his incredible performance as a courageous 12-year-old boy.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 courageous 这个形容词，意思是勇敢的、无畏的。譬如 careers like firefighting and EMT work often attract people who are courageous. 像消防员和急救人员这样的工作，往往会吸引那些勇敢无畏的人。与 courageous 意思类似的是 bold， 意思是大胆的、敢于冒险的，常用来形容创新的决定或惊人之举。譬如 Chuck made a bold choice to fly faster than the speed of sound to break a world record. Chuck 做出了一个大胆的决定，他以超越音速的速度飞行，以打破世界纪录。再来学一个字 heroic， 意思是英雄般的、英勇的。譬如 Olivia's heroic act of saving passengers from a stuck elevatorinspired her to become an elevator mechanic. Olivia 从受困电梯中救出乘客的英勇行为，激发她想成为一名电梯维修技师。
At the end of our lesson yesterday, we learned about Tom Holland's first big acting role. He was able to star in a musical, and that's what got him started.Let's find out what he did next.
Okay, we read here in our lesson, a few months later, Holland won a starring role in the film The Impossible. We talked about the term starring role yesterday, friends. Let's review it one more time here.
Okay, let's remember. A starring role is the main or most important acting role that could be in a movie or a play.
Here's how you could use starring role in a sentence.His performance earned him the starring role.
All right, so it's pretty impressive he got a starring role in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, no, that's not what
this
says.
Yeah, I know. The first time I looked at the article, that's what I thought it said. But it's not. It is a movie called The Impossible. This one is based on true events.
Yeah, I'm seeing that here, friends. It says this movie is based on real-life events surrounding the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami.
All right, so let's talk about that word tsunami. I also say tsunami. Some people don't pronounce the T, though. They just say tsunami. This is a very large, powerful ocean wave.
Here's how you could use tsunami in a sentence.The tsunami caused major damage.
Yeah, sometimes these can cause amazing damage. And I've learned a bit more about these in the past. It's not necessarily a giant wave that comes onto shore. It's just that the ocean level gets higher and higher.
And then when that water comes up on the shore, it can be very, very destructive.
Absolutely. That definitely happened in this event. Well, Tom Holland, the young actor, was widely praised for this.
Okay, if someone is widely praised, friends, usually this means that they receive good reviews from many people. In the case of actors or popular singers, if their music or acting is widely praised, that usually means that critics have given them good reviews and those reviews are public.
And this could be for a person or something like a movie itself can also be widely praised if people think it was good.
Exactly. So we see here that the young actor was widely praised for this movie, receiving several awards for his incredible performance as a courageous 12-year-old boy. Garrett, I don't think I realized how young Tom was at this time.
He was very young. I do remember that Billy Elliot, that story is about a young boy as well.
I see. I'm not super familiar with that. So that makes sense then. When we found out yesterday that he was in that musical, he must have been quite young at the time.
Yeah, he got his start very early and he continued to excel. Let's go find out more in our next reading.
Tom Holland, swinging into action. The impossible brought Holland popularity and additional opportunities, both in movies and on television. But his big break finally came in 2016, when he first appeared in his now signature role as Spider-Man in Captain America: Civil War. As a lifelong fan of the superhero, he considered it a dream come true to land the remarkable part. While Holland enjoys playing the popular character, he has stated that he wants to push himself as an actor and expand beyond playing a superhero. Indeed, he has several personal goals on his bucket list.
Signature这个形容词，当名词呢，是指签名或是签字，在这里是指招牌的或是代表性的。譬如 ，One of basketball player Caitlin Clark's signature moves is the snatchback, which involves a sudden stop and change of direction. 篮球员 Caitlin Clark 的招牌动作之一是后撤步，就是突然停下来并改变方向。跟 signature 语义类似的形容词是Distinctive, 意思是独特的、与众不同的。譬如 ,Patrick has a distinctive laugh that often wakes up the whole office during dull tasks. Patrick 有一种独特的笑声，每当大家处理枯燥工作时，常会唤醒整个办公室。我们来学一个惯用语 ,leave one's mark, 意思是留下痕迹或产生深远影响。譬如The village teacher hoped to leave a lasting mark by inspiring students to love math so much that they would become teachers themselves. 这位村里的老师希望透过激发学生对数学的热爱，让他们日后也想成为老师，以此留下长久的影响。
So Tom Holland got his acting start on the stage.But he quickly transitioned into acting in movies.
That's right. We find out here in our article that The Impossible brought Holland popularity and additional opportunities. Let's talk for a minute about this word, popularity.
And Tom Holland certainly has a lot of it. This is the state of being liked by many people. If you're popular, lots of people like you and lots of people know about you.
And things other than people can be popular as well. If things become popular, they might be called a trend. Here's another example. The song gained huge popularity.
So he gained popularity and more opportunities, both in movies and on television. But his big break finally came in 2016.When he first appeared in his now signature role as Spider-Man, this was in the movie Captain America: Civil War.
Okay, so this is his signature role. I would say that signature role here, friends, means that this is what he is most known for or most popular for.
Yes, for playing as Spider-Man, of course. And this didn't start in a Spider-Man movie, but a Captain America movie. As a lifelong fan of the superhero, he considered it a dream come true to land the remarkable part.
He landed the remarkable part. This word remarkable, friends, means to be unusual and impressive.
Here's another example sentence. Her recovery after the accident was remarkable.
We also see this word right before remarkable, the word land. And we're not talking about a location here, friends. We're talking about getting something. We often say you could land a role or land a job.
Yeah, or maybe even land a deal if you're someone who maybe works in sales.
Yeah, exactly. So he landed this role. It makes me think that there were probably many, many people auditioning for this role. Many people wanted to be Spider-Man, but Tom landed the role.
Yeah, or as we see here, the word part, which is just another word for role.
Exactly. Let's read on here, friends. While Holland enjoys playing the popular character, he has stated that he wants to push himself as an actor and expand beyond playing a superhero.
This makes a lot of sense. There are plenty of actors who get really well known for their signature role and just have a hard time landing roles that are very different.
People can't see them as anything else except that superhero that they're so famous for.
And he wanted to expand. Here, this word expand means to grow or move into new areas.
Let's use that word expand in a sentence. The company wants to expand beyond selling just software.
Well, we continue on here. Indeed, he has several personal goals on his bucket list.
Do you have a bucket list, friends? Let's define it first so you know what it is. A bucket list is a list of things you want to do before you die.
Here's another example. Traveling to Japan is on my bucket list. I first heard about the idea of a bucket list from a movie with that same name.
Yeah, I believe that movie was very, very popular a decade or two ago, and it did get a lot of people thinking about what would be on their bucket lists.
Right. These are often things that you put off. You want to do them at some point in the future, and then as you get older, you realize you don't have that much time left.
Yeah. Do you have things on your bucket list that you want to do, Garrett?
I suppose so. I've never written them down.
I haven't written mine down either, but a few things on my bucket list are skydiving, that's one of them, and I would also like to travel to many different countries.
Yeah, I just really want to travel back to where I grew up in Europe and, of course, show my family there.
Well, friends, if you don't have a bucket list, maybe it is a good time for you to write down some things that you would like to put on there. We're going to find out what is on Tom's bucket list in just a moment, right after we go to today's Deep Dive.
Deep Dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A dream come true. A student once spent years practicing the piano. Early mornings, late nights, lots of mistakes. Then one day, she performed on a big stage in front of a huge audience. After the performance, she said it felt like a dream come true. This phrase means something you really hoped for or imagined has finally happened. It's often used for big, happy moments. For example, getting into his favorite university was a dream come true. Or traveling abroad for the first time felt like a dream come true. Now let's look at a few similar expressions. A wish come true is very close, but often sounds a bit more emotional. For example, meeting her favorite singer was a wish come true. A long-held dream describes something you have wanted for a long time. For example, starting his own business was a long-held dream. Make your dreams come true means to achieve what you hope for. For example, she worked hard to make her dreams come true. And here's a slightly different one, too good to be true. It means something seems so amazing that it might not be real. For example, the deal looked too good to be true. So whether your dream is big or small, when it finally happens, it can feel pretty amazing. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Tom Holland, swinging into action. The 20-year goal is to be a film director, Holland said in a magazine interview. The 15-year goal is to win an Oscar. The 5-year goal is to just keep enjoying myself. I really am having the time of my life. As for the fans, they'll be ready, no matter what adventure Tom Holland swings into next.
Oscar， 也就是美国的奥斯卡金像奖，它象征电影界的最高荣誉。譬如 ，To an actor, winning an Oscar means their outstanding performance has been recognized。对演员来说，赢得奥斯卡奖意味着他们杰出的表现获得了认可。接下来看 Tony， 指的是美国剧场界的最高荣誉东尼奖。譬如。While an Oscar recognizes excellence in film, a Tony honors achievement in live Broadway theater. 奥斯卡奖认可的是在电影界的卓越表现，而东尼奖则是表彰百老汇现场剧场的成就。来看一个复合形容词 ,Oscar winning, 意思是赢得奥斯卡奖的。譬如The college's theater program allows students to interact with Oscar-winning actors. 该大学的戏剧课程让学生有机会与奥斯卡奖得主互动。That's all for today's Language Lab. I will see you next time.
Friends, what are the things that you want to do in the future? Maybe the things you want to do tomorrow, next week, or even in a few years.Well, right here in this part of our article, we learn more about how Tom Holland thinks about that.
He thinks about goals in number of years. We see a direct quote from him right here. The 20-year goal is to be a film director, Holland said in a magazine interview.
Well, that sure is another example of him wanting to expand beyond just playing Spider-Man.And even beyond being an actor.
That's right. A director, friends, is the person who controls a movie or play.
And for example, if you're on a movie set, the director might shout, action, when it's time to start filming.
Okay, so Holland wants to be a director within the next 20 years. So we can call this his 20-year goal.
Well, he doesn't just have a 20-year goal.He says the 15-year goal is to win an Oscar.
Okay, so he has goals for 20 years out, 15 years out, and we find out here he also has a 5-year goal, which is to just keep enjoying myself. He says, I really am having the time of my life.
And this goal here is a bit different from those other ones. It's harder to measure, I would say.
Definitely.But if someone is having the time of their life, it means that they are enjoying themselves very much.
For example, you might say, I'm having the time of my life on this trip.
They're really enjoying the trip, and it's probably something you'll remember for a long time.
Absolutely. So, Tom Holland, right now, in these few years, just wants to enjoy what he's doing.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. He is very famous and popular right now, and I might add, very successful as well. So it makes sense to me that he wants to keep doing what he's already doing.
Absolutely. Let's see what else we have to say in our article. As for the fans, they'll be ready, no matter what adventure Tom Holland swings into next.
No matter what. This means regardless of the situation.
For example, you might say to a friend, I will support you no matter what decision you make.
Okay, so we see here Tom has a lot of goals for his future, and it sounds like here he also has a lot of loyal fans.
Yeah, so no matter what he does, because these fans love him a lot, they will continue to support him.
I have seen many actors who began with superhero roles move into other areas of acting successfully. So I think that he has a lot of potential for success in his future career.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, friends, whether or not you are a big Tom Holland fan, we've enjoyed talking about his life and career. Right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看双受词句型，它的结构是主词加授予动词加间接受词加直接受词。来看课文的这一句 ，The impossible brought Holland popularity and additional opportunities。第一个受词 Holland 是间接受词，通常代表动作的受益者或接收者。第二个受词 popularity and additional opportunities 则是直接受词，是被授予的具体物件或抽象概念，如名声、财富、机会。这个句型也可以转换为主词加授予动词加直接受词加 to 或 for 加间接受词。例如 ，Amy brought some snacks to the office。但当间接受词为简短的人名或代名词的时候，使用双受词结构通常更符合英语的自然律动，能让读者的注意力更快速地导向最后出现的关键资讯。例如 ，Amy brought him some snacks， 而不是 Amy brought some snacks to him。再来看一个例句 ：The unexpected success of the project brought the team great pride。该计划出乎意料的成功，让团队感到无比的自豪。
Friends, we've come to the end of our article all about Tom Holland. So it's time for us to look at today's talk about it question. This is a personal talk about it question, so think about how you might answer as well, friends. Here we go. Do you think it is important to have a 5 or 10 year goal? Explain.
All right, let me think about my answer. I'm going to say it depends on what kind of life you want, friends. For some people, they really want to achieve things in life, and for them, having those clear goals would be really helpful. For others, though, I think it's perfectly fine to just enjoy life as it comes.
I would have to say that my answer is a little different. I do think it's important to have 5 and 10 year goals. However,I think we have to remember that many times in life, things happen that we just can't plan. So it's good to have an idea of the direction you're going, but maybe be a little bit flexible with how you get there.
Absolutely, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, so what about you, friends? Do you have 5, 10, or 20 year goals? This could be the direction you want your life to go.If you're a student, maybe it has to do with what you want to study or what job you want to have. If you're a parent, maybe it has more to do with the goals you have for your kids.
Maybe you have goals to achieve something in your career or move to a different country. Think about that and maybe write your goals down.
And don't just write it down, talk about it in English, friends. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, friends, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye.
A friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.